There we go. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Beis, beginning of Masechta Shavuos. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Newman, who is a chusur for Shlomo, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have a for Shlomo, Besoch Shar, Chola Yisrael. So Masechta Shavuos is about Shavuos, not the holiday, about Shavuos, the idea of taking, of swearing, and even though the first parak mostly is not really going to be about Shavuos, but that's the overall topic of the Masechta. There is a minhag, though, even though it's not about the holiday. I recall once in DRS, we learned from Masechta Shavuos. It was probably the worst educational decision we made in the 17 years of DRS. It's a murderously hard Masechta, not to discourage anybody, but in the beginning of the year, we were sitting in the Rebbeim, were each saying what their goals are for the coming year. So some of the Rebbeim in the very high level shiurim were saying, well, I want to learn through Shavuos and parts above Metzia that are relevant. And one Rebbe from underperforming shiur said, by the end of the year, I want them to know it's not about the holiday. I just want them to know that it's not about the, that was the goal. But even though it's not really about the holiday of Shavuos, the Chasam Sofer is quoted as having said, and really he writes this way in the Tshuva as well, that there is a minhag Yisrael to learn Masechta Shavuos between Pesach and Shavuos, leading up to the holiday of Shavuos. And it happens to be, works out very nicely, because it's got 49 blots, so you do one daf a day each day of Sfira. The Chasam Sofer thought that that's not a coincidence either, that was dafka set up that way, al pi hashkacha, not that the printers of the Vilna Shas necessarily were thinking this, but that al pi hashkacha, it was set up that way so we could learn it during that period of the year. So the Achronim are very bothered. Why on earth would you learn Masechta Shavuos during that period of the year? Meaning, what's the shaychus between Shavuos and the holiday of Shavuos? So in the Masifta over here, in the Hakdamah to the Masechta, he quotes a collection of Achronim that deal with that issue. He quotes from the Sefer Minchas Omer, who says in the name of the Sefer Divrei Shir, that learning Masechta Shavuos is mitayer a person from Shua Shav and Shua Shech and Shua Sheker in order to enable him to be Mekabel the Torah. Mi yala bahar Hashem, the pasuk says, that's Har Sinai for Kabbalah Satorah. Niki chapayim, asher lo nosala, shav nafshi, velo nishpa lemirma. Someone who doesn't have the problems of shua shav and shua sheker, lo nishpa lemirma. Such a person is yala bahar Hashem, is able to go up to Har Sinai, is able to receive the Torah. The other suggestion he quotes from a sefer Shiva Shavuos is based on the idea that Chag HaShavuos is called Chag HaShavuos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Shalo Yamir Osadu Ba'am Acher, that he's not going to switch us up with any other nation, and we promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not going to switch him for any other god. So that relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a relationship that was based on Shavuah, and they also say based on the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Sfas Emes that the Chag of Matan Torah is referred to as the Chag of Shavuos because Klal Yisrael took a Shavuah Bahar Sinai. The Amiras Hain Hain is like a Shavuah, and we said Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Na'aseh. So Masechta Shavuos is in some way related to Matan Torah. In some way, it's so yisodistic to understand the commitment of a Shavuah that we took toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But be that as it may, the first Mishnah is all we're going to, our goal for today is to learn the first Mishnah, because this is one of those Prakim in Shas. There are a number of them dotted throughout Shas, where the parak is only one Mishnah, at least in the Gemara, that it's all listed as one long Mishnah, and then you have all of the Gemara and the Parak, instead of breaking it down into different Mishnayos. In the Mishnayos, we have it broken down into different Mishnayos. Pashtus is, it was different Mishnayos, but they forgot. In the old editions of the Gemara, I was once on a tour of Sotheby's when they had an old Sfarim auction, and they showed us old editions of Shas, and many of the old editions of Shas had that in every Parak, that they just didn't break down the Mishnayos into separate Mishnayos. They just had all the Mishnayos at the beginning of the Parak, and then all of the Gemara. Some stuff when they put together the Vilna Shas, someone was in charge of breaking down the Mishnayos into smaller Mishnayos and forgot in a few places, the beginning of Sanhedrin, the beginning of Shavuos, in a number of places where we just have one big Mishnah. So that's what we're faced with here, is one large Mishnah that covers pretty much the entire Daf Beis. So this Mishnah is going to list four different things, four different areas of halacha that are shtayim shehein arba, that are two explicit in the Torah, two elements of it are explicit in the Torah, but it's really four, because there are four elements in total, even though only two are explicit in the Torah. So there are four different areas of Torah that are Shtayim Shein Arba, but one of them happens to be Shavuos Bitui. So that's why it appears here in the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. But primarily the Mishnah is really going to be focused on Yedios HaTumah, which is another example of something that is Shtayim Shein Arba, that Yedios HaTumah, the idea of going into the Beis HaMikdash not realizing that you're Tameh, or eating Kachim not realizing that you're Tameh. So we're going to have different cases of Yedios HaTumah. Then we're also going to discuss a machlokas of Kohen's Kapara is with a par like everyone else, or not. So that's going to be another issue that we're going to discuss at the end of the Mishnah. So let's get started. As we said before, this parak primarily deals with Tumas Mikdash or Kedashav, a person who goes into the Beis Hamikdash when he's tamei, or eats kachim when he's tamei. If he does a b'shogeg, if he does a b'mezid, which karban serves as his kapara, and it's going to discuss other averus in the Torah, which korban is mechaper for him in other averus in the Torah. But this Mishnah in particular has four dinim that are shtayim shehein arba, that there are two elements explicit, two halachos explicit in the Torah, but it's really four. And then the Mishnah is going to discuss the kapara of someone who's nichnas mikdash tamei or eats kachim when he's tamei, and the kapara of someone who does an avera b'mezid or does other averos in general. Now Tosfos over here points out that this is not the only mesechta that deals with issues relating to a vow, an oath, a commitment, you know, to a shavua type of thing. There are two other mesechtas that also relate to a verbal commitment to do something, and that is nedarim and nazir. Now, both other mesechtos that deal with this type of issue start out in the same way, and not the way Shavuot starts out. Nedarim is called kinuye nedarim kinedarim. Nazir is called kinuye nazirus kinazirus. But Maseches Shavuot doesn't start out with kol kinuye shavuos kishavuos. So Tosfos explains, because this mesechta is placed after Maseches Makos. Why is it after Maseches Makos? So the Gemara is going to explain, because in Makos, by the Isra of Hakavas HaRosh and Hakavas HaZakan, the Mishnah said, Chayev al Rosh Shtayim, Achas Mikan, V'achas Mikan, V'alazakin Shtayim Mikan, V'shtayim Mikan. Now, Maseches Makos spoke about a halacha that's two, Achas Mikan, V'achas Mikan, and then that's four, Shtayim Mikan, V'shtayim Mikan. It's a little tricky, because it's not really true. Hazakin Shtayim Mikan, V'shtayim Mikan, V'achas Lamata, it's five, but at least he uses the term Shtayim Mikan, V'shtayim Mikan. So that's why our Mishnah starts with that which connects it to Maseches Makos. There's no real thematic connection. It's a language connection, that it's Shtayim Shein Arba. So that's why we don't start with Kinuyim. That's why we start with the idea of Shtayim Shein Arba. So says the Mishnah, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, that Shavuos, which over here refers to specifically Shavuos Bitui, that if someone violates Shavuos Bitui B'shogeg, he's chayv to bring a korban Olav Yored. So there are two types of Shavua that are explicit in the Torah, and two additional types that the Chacham have to darshan from the Pasuk, but are not explicit in the Torah. The two that are explicit in the Torah are someone who takes a Shavua on the future, meaning that he says that he's going to do something, like he's going to eat, or he says he's not going to do something, like he's not going to eat. Both of those are explicit in the Torah. About the future, I commit to do or I commit not to do. Pasuk says, O nefesh ki si shava levatebis vasayim lahara o lahetiv. Lahara means literally to do bad, but it doesn't mean to do bad. It means to not do something. Lahetiv means to be positive, to take an action, to do something. So the Chum Darshan from that to additional methods of Shavua, when a person takes a Shavua on the past, the person both Lahara and Lahetiv. A person says that I did something or I didn't do something. I ate or I didn't eat. So in all four of those instances, if a person violates his Shavua B'shogeg, in all four of those instances, he's going to be chayv to bring a korban Olav Yorid. Korban Olav Yorid is a korban that is adjusted based on a person's level of wealth. By Shavuos Bitui, it says in the Torah, Ve'hevias Hashem al Hashem al chatasu asher chata, nekeva minatzon kisvo si'irus izim l'chatas. So v'chibra lo v'koyin michataso, and then the Torah says v'im lo sagia yado deisa v'hevi es Hashem chatash deisorim o shnei b'nei yona l'Hashem echol chatos v'echol lola. If you can't afford a set, so bring birds instead. And then it says v'im lo sagia yado l'shteisorim o shnei b'nei yona v'hevi es karbona asher chata asir se'efa solos l'chatos. So three different madrigos: a kisva or a sira se'izim l'chatos is madriga number one. You can't afford that. Shtei sorim u'shnei b'nei yona. One that's a chatos, one that's an ola. Can't even afford that. Asir se'efa solos mincha. You bring carbon mincha. You just bring flour as a carbon. So those are the shtayim shein arba when it comes to shvuas bitui. What is this notion of shvuas bitui? There are in fact four types of shvuas that we're going to learn about throughout this masechta. Shvuas bitui is essentially a shvuas sheker, a shvua that you commit to do something and don't do it, or you commit that you did something and didn't do it, or that you're not going to do something. It's essentially a lie. A shvua shav is a different type of shvua, which could be also a shvua that's a lie, but a different type of lie. A lie that's extremely obvious, that you take a rock and you say that it's gold, or a shvua that's totally unnecessary. You take an evan and you take a shvua that it is in fact an evan. Anyone could see in plain sight that it's an evan. There's no reason you would take a shvua that it's an evan. That is, or something that's impossible. You say you take a shvua that you're going to be olah l'shamayim, or that you're going to be mevata l'mitzvah, something that you're not allowed to do or not able to do. All of that is shvua shav. That is not the subject of our Mishnah, but we will get to that. That is all shvua shav. Shvua ha'edus is a third type of shvua where they ask you to come to Beis Din to testify about something, and you falsely swear that you don't know testimony. That is shvua ha'edus. Shvua ha'pikadon is where someone has a taina of mammon against you, and you're kofer in that tvia, and you take a swear, and you take a shvua that you don't have the money. The Ritva raises the question, why is it that the Mishnah just says shvuos shtayim shein arba? That's not nearly specific enough. What we're really saying over here is shvuos bitui are shtayim shein arba, not that shvuos are shtayim shein arba. Meaning by all the other prakim in the Masechta that start out with a type of shvuah, there's a perek shvuos ha'edus, a perek shvuos ha'pikadon, a perek shvuos ha'dayanim. So all the it's explicit what type of shvuah it is. So the Ritva suggests, yeah, because all of the others, a person is not nishba on his own. There's something else that's mechayiv him to take the shvua, so we have to identify the goreim of the shvua. But by shvua's bitui, a person chooses on his own. He decides on his own that he's going to take a shvua, so it's unnecessary to identify any specific goreim for a shvua. He is the goreim for a shvua. Good, so that's shvua shtayim shehein arba. Now the Mishnah is going to bring a din that it says in the Torah right near the din of shvua's bitui, and is also a din that relates to Shtayim Shein Arba, and that's what it's doing over here. It's really not related to Shavuos at all, and that is Yedios HaTuma, Shtayim Shein Arba, the Chi of Karban Olav Yorid for a person who's Tamei and goes into the Mikdash Bishogeg, or eats Kachim Bishogeg. That's also two that are explicit in the Torah, and two that the Chamim Darshan from the Pasuk. The two that are explicit in the Torah is a person forgets that he's Tamei, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, or he forgets that he's Tamei, and he eats kachim, all while he has forgotten. That's Beferish Torah says, V'nela mimenu v'hu tamei, which means he has forgotten that he is tamei. And because of that, he enters the Mikdash or he eats kachim. But then the Chum Darshan, two additional forms of helim. One is where he remembers that he's tamei, but he doesn't realize that the room, the place that he's entering right now, is the Beis HaMikdash. And the second is where he doesn't know that he's eating kachim. Again, he remembers that he's tamei, but he doesn't realize that the food that he's eating right now is in fact kachim food. So those are the yedios hatuma that are shtayim shein arba. Tosos raises the question. From the first Tosus over here, that the Torah says Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav before it mentions Shvuas Bitui. It says in Vayikra Perakei, Sukkim Beis through Dalid, O Nefesh Shashartiga Bechol Dover Tamei, O Kiiga B'Tumas Adam, and then it says, O Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate B'Sfasayim. So why does the Mishnah write Shvuas Bitui before it writes Yedios HaTuma? So Tosus says, well, it's obvious. This is Masechta Shvuas. So Shvuas is the main point of the Masechta, and it's the whole reason why this appears in Seder Nezikin. So Agav, the Dinim of Shvuas, Shavuos. We mentioned the dinim of Yedios HaTumah as well, that are written together with Shavuos, but that's why we mentioned Shavuos first. And then Tos says, you know, that even in the Torah, Shavuos is really mentioned before Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, because in Pasuk Aleph over there, it says, V'nefesh kisachta v'shama kol Allah v'hu eid, which is about Shavuos HaEidus. So the Mishnah doesn't begin with Shavuos HaEidus, it begins with Shavuos Bitu because of the Shtayim Shein Arba element, but really Shavuos is the topic of that parsha before we even get to Yedios HaTumah, and that's why we mention Shavuos being Shtayim Shein Arba before we mention Yedios HaTumah being Shtayim Shein Arba. But a fascinating idea that Yedios HaTumah, that a person is unaware that he's entering the Mikdash, that is something for which, and even if he's aware of his Tumah, that's something that he's Chayav Karban Ola V'Yored for, if he's unaware that he's entering the Mikdash. There's an interesting discussion Rav Zilberstein has, that if you have a person, we're about to get into a discussion, someone who is Ein Ba Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, let's say you need security on the Har HaBayis. We do. They need security on the Har HaBayis. So there has to be Chayalim that are stationed on the Har HaBayis. Better to get somebody who knows that there's an issue, or better to get somebody that doesn't know that there's an issue? Meaning, maybe if the fact that he's not unaware that he's entering a Makom Kadosh, he knows that it's special, but he has no concept of what Kedusha means. He has no idea of what Tumah means, what any of that means. So maybe that's a better idea, because it's a lower level Isser than someone who understands what Tumah Ziva is, and he understands, to the extent that we understand any of this, he understands what Kedusha is. Maybe that would be better. But then he says, no, of course it's not better, because if someone doesn't realize what it is, so his behavior is not going to reflect the Kedusha Samakom. You want the person who's there, that his behavior should reflect the idea that he has an understanding and a sense of the Kedusha Samakom of where he is stationed. Okay, once the Mishnah mentioned those two Shtayim Shein Arba, so we mentioned another two that are Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitzios HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. Being Motzi Mirushus L'Rushus on Shabbos is also two that are explicit in the Torah that I learned from the Pasuk, when a person takes from Rishus Yachad to Rishus HaRabim, and that can happen in two ways. One is a person standing in Rishus HaRabim, he reaches into a Rishus HaYachid, picks something up and brings it out to where he is in the Rishus HaRabim. And the other is if a person is standing in Rishus HaYachid, takes an object from right next to him where he is, and puts it out into the Rishus HaRabim. Both of those are derived from the Pasuk, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol Bamachne Lemar Ish V'Isha Al Yasu Od Melach L'Tshumas HaKod. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadivav Darshins that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael not to bring additional donations for the binyan of the Mishkan, because a person's house is a Rishus Yachid. Moshe was in the Machne Leviya, which is in Rishus Harabim, so you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos from Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Harabim. So Misvara, that the Chachamim added, the same would apply in the reverse, to bring something from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Yachid. That's a total of Hotza'ah, it's Hachnasa, and that is Aser. And you can have two ways of doing Hachnasa. You're standing in the Rishus HaRabim and you pick something up from right next to you and put it into the Rishus Yachid, or you're standing in the Rishus Yachid, you reach over into the Rishus HaRabim and bring something from the Rishus HaRabim to right next to you in the Rishus Yachid. And then finally, Maros Negoyim, Shnayim Shein Arba. Over here we don't say Shtayim, we change it to Shnayim. So there's a question in the gear, so whether it should be Shtayim or Shnayim, is it really Lashon Zachar over here? But okay, but it's two that are four. There are two maros of negoyim that are mafurish in the Torah, a se'es and a baheres. Pasuk says, Adam kiya ba'ar b'saro, se'es o sapachas o baheres. Wait, that sounds like three. It says sapachas also. No, so sapachas means a secondary color to the original two. But really, se'es and baheres are the shtayim. But it's because of that word sapachas that we knew to darshan that there are another two. Because sapachas is sandwiched right in between Se'es and Beheres, to tell us that there's a secondary form of each, a Se'es and a Beheres. So the Chacham Darshan, these two additional forms of discoloration on one's skin that would qualify as Tzaras. So Tolda of Se'es is that which looks like a Krum Beitza, and Tolda of Beheres is that which looks like the Sid of the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash, the cement or the plaster of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. So now we go back to the Adios HaTumah discussion that we discussed before. And the Gemara is going to raise the question on Daf Gimel, why in the world would we start with the discussion of Adios HaTumah? After all, this is Masechah Shavuos. We started the first line in the Mishnah, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. So the first thing we're going to analyze is Adios HaTumah. Why would we analyze Adios HaTumah before we analyze anything about Shavuos? So the Gemara is going to explain that Yedios HaTumah don't have so many dinim, so we're able to get it out of the way more quickly. So we just get that done first before we start getting into Shavuos, which is much more detailed, has many, many more dinim. So as Sheish by Yediyah B'tchila, Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav could have a situation where a person has Yediyah B'tchila, meaning he knows before he enters the Beis HaMikdash, before he eats Kachim, that he's Tameh, the Yediyah B'sof. And then after he enters the Mikdash, after he ate the Kachim, he realizes that he had done so while he was Tameh, but Vehelim Bein HaTayim. Problem was, while he entered the Mikdash, while he ate the Kachim, he forgot that he was Tameh, so Harezeb, the Olav Yared, such a person is Chayiv to bring a Karban Olav Yared, like we described before, the three different levels, depending on his level of wealth. Yeshba Yediyah B'tchila, what if a person knew before he entered the Beis HaMikdash he was Tameh, but Vein by Yediyah B'sof, but he never realizes afterwards, so he Bishogi, he forgets the Tameh, he enters the Mikdash, and he never remembers, he never realizes afterwards, it never occurs to him what he had just done. So then, what kind of kapara can he have? He doesn't know! He doesn't know that he needs a kapara! So what happens? Seir anasa bifnim. The seir la Hashem and v'yoma kippurim tola will protect him from yisurim until he knows, ad sheyivadalo v'yavi b'olav yared, until he realizes, and then once he realizes, then he's got to bring an olav yared. But in the meantime, he's covered as a kapara with the seir la Hashem and with the yom of yom kippurim itself. Ein ba yediyah b'tchila, av liyesh ba yediyah b'sof. Let's say at the time that he entered the Mikdash, or at the time that he ate the Tameh, he had no idea that he was Tameh, but afterwards he realizes that he was Tameh at the time that he had done these things. So si'ir anasa b'chutz, the si'ir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur that's brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and Yom HaKippurim Mechaper are actually Mechaper for him, meaning there is no Karban Olav Yored. Those things are Mechaper from Shnemar Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. So the Seir is a Mechad, and the Seir is the Seir of the Musaf that's Nasa B'chutz, and the Chatas HaKippurim is the Seir Nasa B'fnim. So the fact that the Torah links the two Seirim to each other, we darshan Al Masha Zemechaper Zemechaper Ma Pnimi Ein Mechaper Al Dover Sheish B'Yediyah Afachitzon Ein Mechaper Al Dover Sheish. Just like the Seir Lashem is only Mechaper on that which has some sort of Yediyah, which was Yediyah B'tchila, so to the Seir HaChitzon is only Mechaper for that which has some sort of Yediyah, but namely the Yediyah B'sof. V'she'ein b'yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, what if a person didn't know before and he didn't know afterwards? So then haragolim, si'irei haragolim v'si'irei rashi chadashim mechaperin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The si'irim of the regolim and the si'irim of the chatas that you bring on rashi chadashim, that's going to be mechaper for him. That's it says in the Torah explicitly by each of the regolim that there's a si'ir that's brought. By Pesach si'ir chatas echad l'chaper aleichem, by Shavuos v'asis series im echad l'chatas, and series im echad l'chaper aleichem, by Sukkot is also series im echad chatas, and Shmini Atzer is also sir chatas echad, because Shmini is a regular b'fnei atzmo legabe karbonus pizar keshav, so legabe karbonus Shmini Atzer is also a regular b'fnei atzmo, so that's what's going to be mechaper. That is shita number one in the Mishnah. Shita number two though is Rabbi Shimon Omer, sirei regalim mechaperin avalo sirei reshe chadashim. No, only the sirei regalim are be mechaper for someone who had no idea b'tchila and no idea b'sof about his tumah. V'alma si'irei rashi chadashim mechaperin. So what good are the si'irei rashi chadashim? What are the si'irei rashi chadashim mechaper for? Ala tahar sha'achal asatameh. Si'irei rashi chadashim are for a person who's tahar, who ate kachim, that the kachim itself was tameh. Shita number three now in the Mishnah, Remeir Omer, Kol ha-si'irin, all the si'irin of the Musafin, the si'ir that's not some b'chutz in Yom Kippur, the si'irei ha-regalim, the si'irei rashi chadashim, all of them are kaparos and shav al tumas mikdash kedoshav. They're all mechaper, both on tumah that you didn't know about at the beginning and you did know about at the end, and tumah that you didn't know about at the beginning nor at the end, and the Torah shachla satame, meaning all of these karbonos are all a catch-all. They all cover all of those situations. But the Sira Nasa Bifnim and Yom Kippurim is only mechaper on tumas mikdash kedoshav that you had yediyah b'tchila but you did not have yediyah basof. Now the Mishnah goes back to Rabbi Shimon's Shita in order to discuss what the problem with Rabbi Shimon's Shita is. So there's going to be a fourth Shita. Right now we only had three, but we can go back to revisit Rabbi Shimon to discuss in more detail. So the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, Hey Rabbi Shimon Omer, Siri Rashi Chadash Mechaper Ma'ala Torah Sho'achlas HaTameh, that Siri Rashi Chadash Mechaper for a Torah person who eats Kachim Tameim, Vishal Regala Mechaper Al Shein Be'yidia, Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. And the Sirim of the Regala for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, when you had no yediyah at all, not b'tchila nor b'sof. V'shal Yom Kippurim mechaper al she'in b'yediyah b'tchila, avol yesh b'yediyah b'sof. And the seer of Yom Kippurim that's nasa b'chutz is mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav that you were unaware of b'tchila, but you became aware of b'sof. So Amr lo the Chama Setz Rabbi Shimon, Ma'u she'yikrevu zebazeh. If one of these seerim got lost and they bring another seer in its place, and then they find the original seer, can they use the lost seer that they just found at a different time? Like, let's say you separated a seer for the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Can you now bring it for the Musaf of Shalosh Regalim or Rosh Chodesh? You use something else on Yom Kippur because you lost it, so you had to find another goat. You know, we don't think losing a goat could be so easy, but when there are thousands of them roaming around, it's probably not so hard to lose a goat, especially since they roam. There they go. So they lose a goat, and then they find it afterwards. Somehow they're able to identify it, and then they find that goat again afterwards. So when they find it afterwards, it's too late. They already replaced it with something else for Yom Kippur. So can they now use it for Rosh Chodesh? Can they now use it for the Shalosh Regalim? Samalan Rabbi Shimon said, Yikrevu. Yeah, no problem with that. Amr lo, so the Chum said, Hol ve'in kaparas on Shava. But wait, Lishi Tascha, they don't accomplish the same thing. They don't have the same kapara. Every seer is mechaper for some other form of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So Heich Kraven Zebazah, how could you be makriv one in place of the other? When it was hufrash for the sake of a kapara on a specific avera, and now you're bringing it for a different avera. Samlem, Rabbi Shimon says, even though they're mechaper on slightly different, specific issues relating to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, Kulam ban mechaper al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Broadly speaking, they're all mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and therefore they could replace each other. Now a fourth shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Siire Rashi Chadash mechaper al Atar Shach Lasatame. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for a tar person who ate kachim that's tame. Mosif alein shal regalim. The seirim hamusafin of the shalosh regalim have an additional power to it. Shemechaper al atar shachlas atame ve'al shein beyediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. That it's mechaper both for atar shachlas atame as well as tumas mikdash kedashav when there was no yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'sof. Mosif alein shal yom kippurim. The seir of the musaf yom kippurim has an additional element. Shein mechaper al atar they're mechaper for a Torah person that eats tame. V'al shein b'yediyah lo b'tchila b'sof, and for a situation where you were unaware of the tumah, both b'tchila b'sof. V'al shein b'yediyah b'tchila, aval yesh b'yediyah b'sof, and a case where you didn't know about the tumah initially, but then you discovered the tumah b'sof. So they said, okay, now if one of these seerim get lost and they bring another one in its place and then they find the original seer, can you bring it in place of one of the other ones? Amrulam, so Shimon Yudah says, hey, that yeah, you can do that. Amrulo, imkein, you shall Yom Kippurim, craven brashe chadashim. So I understand that the seer of Yom Kippur, which is Nasa B'chutz, can be brought on Rosh Chodesh in the place of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because the seer of Yom Kippurim was hufrash in order to be mechaper on the Aveira that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is in fact mechaper on, because it was Mosif Alein. So it's just added an additional kapara. So it was designated for that kapara. So it makes sense that it should be able to achieve that kapara. Aval,
Hechshel Rashi Chadashim Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim Lechaper Kapara She'en HaShalah. But how does it work in the reverse? Let's say you lost the Seer of Rosh Chodesh and you brought another one in its place, and now you find the Seer of Yom Kippur. The Seer of the Musaf of Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Tor Shachla Satameh Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav She'en B'Yediyah V'yesh B'tchil V'yesh B'yediyah B'sav Antumas She'en B'Yediyah Lo B'tchil V'lo B'sav. And the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper on Tor Shachla Satameh. So how could it be that something that's only supposed to be Mechaper on Tor Shachla Satameh is now going to be Mechaper for all three things? Some of them Kulan Ben Mechaper Altumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Same way Rabbi Shimon defended his Shita in the initial, in the original version of Rabbi Shimon, he says it's broadly speaking Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Meaning maybe the way you say it is, it's not about the goat. The goat is Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. The day when it's brought on Yom Kippur, that kapara, the kapara that day brings with that seir, is for all three items. So as long as you're bringing a goat that has Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav capabilities, if you bring it on the day that has the capability for all three types of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, good. So then it will work for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. So that is those are the four shitos about which goats are mechaper for what. So none of this sounds like it's halacha lemaisa b'zman hazeh, right? You wouldn't expect any of this to appear in any sifrei halacha. In the Paras Yosef, I'm sorry, in the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, he points out that the Rif quotes the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon over here, even though ein darko lavi bilchosav rak mashenoig bizman hazeh. The Rif typically only brings things that were noig bizman hazeh, and Pnei Yeshua already is bothered by this, and he says it could be that the Rif holds that there is enough kamina ledina in this Machlokas bizman hazeh, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hilchos kavaseh the gabi Rabbi Shimon, who we paskin against Rabbi Shimon, he says bivadei de brashon aloyim makriv and rak siir chat asechet shol musav hayom kivan de siirei ragalim siir rosh chodesh. Meaning, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the seer of the regalim and the seer of Rosh Chodesh accomplish the same thing. So there is one regal that's chal on Rosh Chodesh, and that is of course Rosh Hashanah. It's not one of the shalosh regalim, but there's a yantav that's chal on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So would you bring two seerim, seer of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and a seer of regalim and Rosh Hashanah, seer of yantav and Rosh Hashanah? So that could be the nafkah mean in this machlokas. If they accomplish different things, you would need two seirim. If they accomplish the same thing, you would only need one seir. So he says, why is that enough kamina ledina? We don't bring korbanos. He says, what do you say in the psukim of the musafin of Rosh Hashanah? Do you say seir lechaper, or like the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that you need to say shnei seirim lechaper? Is it seir or shnei seirim? He says in the Pirushim Shnei of the Rambam, though the Rambam writes that there's no enough kamina ledina in this machlokas at all. So he says maybe the Rif brings this machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda and then brings the Memra of Reish Lakish that Manishtan Asir Shal Rosh Chodesh Shner Bala Hashem to tell us that even according to Rabbi Yehuda they brought both the Seer of Rosh Chodesh and the Seer of Rosh Hashanah, because the Kapara of the Miut Hayareach is also accomplished by the Seer of Rosh Chodesh, meaning there is an additional element of the Seer of Rosh Chodesh that the Seer of Regalim doesn't cover. So then he says maybe it's not really enough Kamina, maybe according to everyone the Ramah is correct, that it's Shnei Si'irim, that it's not Si'ir Echad. But that's maybe one way that you can connect this enough to Mina Ladina, even without being so creative. Like, you don't need Rav Zilberstein to come up with a case that this applies in Halacha. Pretty direct. Okay, so the Mishnah is going to bring now what Karban is mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav if you do it b'mezid. I mean, everything we've been talking about until now is b'shogeg. You forgot that you were tamei, you forgot that you're going into the Mikdash, things like this. Al zadon Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, person goes into the base of Mikdash b'mezid when he's tamei, or eats kachim b'mezid when he's tamei, and they didn't give him any asra before he entered or before he ate, because if they would have given him asra beforehand, he'd be chayv malkus, and there's no seir or Yom Kippur or anything that would be mechaper. He would need malkus to be mechaper. That's beferish maseches krisus and daf chafeh. But he zodon mikdash kedoshav without edim vasra seira nasa bifnim v'yom kippur mechaper. Then the seir of Yom Kippur, the seir laHashem, and Yom Kippur itself are going to be mechaper. The Gemara is going to derive that from a pasuk v'chipar al kodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael umipish ehem l'kol chatosam. So pshatim means b'mezid, umipish ehem means that someone did it b'mezid. So that's how we know that these things are mechaper if a person does them b'mezid. So that's all about Tumas Mikdash Ukedashav. Now we expand the discussion to other averos in the Torah. Al shar averos shebetorah hakalos vachamuros, whether it's an aveira that's kal or whether it's an aveira that's chamur. What? What does that mean? So the Mishnah right away explains. Hazdonos vashkagos, whether a person did it b'mezid or whether he violated a safek aveira b'shogig, and he has to bring for that, he has to bring an ashram tali when you do a safek aveira. Hoda v'lo hoda, those averos that he did b'shogig, whether he knew before Yom Kippur that he had violated that safek aveira or he didn't know before Yom Kippur that he had violated that safek aveira. So now we're going to identify what the kalos and the chamuros are. Asay v'lo asay. Those are the kalos. He violates, he fails to do an asay. He violates a basic lo asay in the Torah. And what are the chamuros? Krisos, misos bezdin, someone who doesn't have vera that you chayv kares for, or averos that you chayv misos bezdin for, those are the chamuros. So in all those cases, sir mishtaleach mechaper, the sir la'azazel in Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if he didn't do tshuva for those averos, and if he's chayv nashem taloi, and Yom Kippur passes, he now no longer has to bring that nashem taloi, he is pater. That is a sugya in Meseches Krisos and Daf Chafei, that chayavi chatos v'ashamos v'adoyin, if you chayv a vaday chatas, a vaday asham, and then Yom HaKippurim comes and goes, so even after Yom HaKippurim, yeah, you still have to bring it. But an asham taloi, you're chayv to bring an asham taloi, you don't know. You know that there was a safek chaylev over there. There were two chatichos, one was chaylev, one was not chaylev. You ate one of those chatichos, but to this day, you have no idea which one you ate. So it's an asham taloi, it's a safek avera. If Yom HaKippurim passes, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Krisos, you're now pater. The Gemara derives it based on a pasuk. The L'chorah, the Pnei Yeshua says, this halacha doesn't really belong here with the kapar of the other averus. L'chorah belongs in Maseches Yom or Maseches Krisos. So he says it could be that since Maseches Shavuos comes after Maseches Makos, and at the end of Maseches Makos we had mentioned that kol chayav krisos shalaku niftar al yidei krisasam, that if you're chayav kares and you get malchus instead, you're pater. So without malchus, you're not pater from chayav kares. So the Mishnah tells us, even so, there is another kapara that comes al yidei the seira mishtalech. Okay, for whatever reason, we mentioned this halacha over here. So now says the Mishnah, Kohanim have a whole different set of karbanos, but it's a machlokas tanaim. What exactly is the kapara for Kohanim? Echad Yisraelim vechad Kohanim vechad Kohen Mashuach. Kohen Mashuach is the Kohen Gadol. Whether it's Yisrael Kohen or the Kohen Gadol, they all have a kapara from the Seir Mishtaleach for other averos, like we had just identified all the averos that the Seir Mishtaleach is helpful for. But ma bein Yisraelim lekohanim lekohen Mashuach. In what way are the Yisraelim different than Kohanim, who are in turn different than the Kohen Gadol? Ella shapar mechaper lekohanim v'altumas mikdash ukedashav. Everything that the Seir Panimi is mechaper for Yisraelim, meaning to protect from Yisurim for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, when you didn't have a Yediyah Basof, until you finally gained that Yediyah, or for a Kapara and Bimezid of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, on Kohanim, the Seir Panimi is not going to be mechaper. Rather, it's the second par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, that the par is mechaper on the Kohanim on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, that if he had a Yediyah Betchila, no Yediyah Basof, the par is going to be what's tola to protect him from Yisurim until he finally does gain that idea, until he finally realizes what it is that he did. And if he entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kachim Betuma B'mezid, the par is going to be mechaper. This is a chumran, the Kohanim, that the seer is not going to be mechaper, only the par, because Kohanim are the ones who are in charge of Shmiras HaKodesh V'Amigdash. So if they failed in that area of Shmiras HaKodesh V'Amigdash, they have a greater aveira, because it's one thing to fail in an area where you're not personally responsible for, this is the Mesh Chachma explains on Chumash, but an area that you're personally responsible for, so and you fail in that, so that's a shirking of one's responsibilities. But the other Chataim, there's no chiluk between Kohanim and everybody else. And that's why when it comes to the other Averos, we said, yeah, same thing that works for Yisrael is going to work for a Kohen, because there's no reason that it should be different. But Dafka, in the area of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, it makes sense that it should be different for a Kohen than it is for anybody else. Rabbi Shimon, I remember Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, just like the Tanakama's Moda, that the Dama Sayer Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Yisrael through the sprinkling of the blood, even though there's no Vidway associated with it, Kach Dama Par Mechaper Alakwanim. So too the Dama Par is Mechaper Alakwanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav without a Vidway. So what do you need the Vidway, the Kohen Gadol, to be Misvada on the Par for? Kishem Sheviduyo Shel Seir Mishtaleach Mechaper Al Yisrael, just like the Vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for other averos of Yisrael, kach vidui shel par mechaper ala kohanim. So to the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says on the par is mechaper on other averos for kohanim, not like the Tanakama that the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper equally the same for kohanim Yisraelim. No, comes along Rabbi Shimon and he says the vidui on the Seir is mechaper for on the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for shar averos of Yisrael. The vidui on the par is mechaper for shar averos for kohanim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara.